All the conversations your favourite hitmakers are having right now. And the best new hits on the planet. This Week Tonight. With Jem and Nick Kelly.
This is a show where we wrap up all the conversations your favourite hitmakers have been having this week. But right now we happen to have two of probably your favourite hitmakers of the last 6 months with us. Jack and Jack!
Hello, how's it going?
Thanks for having us.
Dudes, no worries. I mean, the thing that I reckon a lot of Australians know you for right now is doing the top line on Rise by Jonas Blue. One of the biggest hits of the last little while. I mean, how did that whole thing happen?
Man, crazy story. Actually, Jonas and his manager, they were out in LA, I think taking an Uber or a Lyft or whatever, you know, driving app it was.
Yeah, they were coming from the studio and going to a meeting.
Yeah, and I think...
Or vice versa, I'm sorry.
Yeah, something.
They were coming from a meeting, going to the studio.
That's okay, the minutia doesn't matter.
Yeah, it doesn't. Doesn't matter. All these extra details, whatever.
But basically, he heard us on the radio, kind of on something similar to this, I'm sure. And we were actually not singing. We were talking. He heard us talking about how the younger generation, it seems to be a theme just in the world that we live in, that the younger generation is misunderstood by the older generation. You know, I remember my dad telling me how his dad and, you know, all of their friends were kind of misunderstood by his dad and their generation. And now I feel like, you know, you get in trouble as a kid and you're like, oh, the parents don't understand. And whatever we were saying inspired Jonas to kind of write this song about being misunderstood, and they don't understand us, and they don't speak the language that we speak. And he contacted our managers. We actually didn't know who the guy was at first, but we looked him up, and we were like,
we had
amazed.
Heard his tunes. Yeah, we had definitely heard his tunes.
Yeah, and we knew some of his
Wait,
songs,
this is Jonas Blue,
and so we were super into the idea of getting onto the track, and we loved how positive, you know, the song was, and how great of a beat it was. So we hopped right on it, and then 2 weeks later we were in Portugal filming the music video, and then a week later it was out, and now it's just
quick
been
process,
it's been insane, you know. The obviously the response has been amazing, and it's kind of gone worldwide, and it's cool to come to these countries where everybody's knowing our song Rise, which is awesome.
That's so awesome, because that never happens where someone hears you guys talking in an interview, chatting, and then says, hey, look, I want to do a song with you guys. Did you think that the song was going to be as big as it was when you were working on it?
I mean, after we cut it, we definitely heard the potential. But at the end of the day, you never know. Some of the biggest, some of the best songs in the world, you know, the hits might not actually become hits, you know, because they aren't pushed properly, or you know, like something happens that kind of stifles the process. But at the end of the day, we knew, you know, our team and Jonas's team working hand in hand. Hopefully it couldn't fail.
It's been an absolute anthem here for the last 6 months, I think, because it's been over our winter. It's kind of been the thing tying us to summer and tying us over. And now we're here and it's like, sick, we knew this. I want you guys to tell us any song in the world that we could play for you right now to kick off this hour of the show.
Oh, man. I mean, there are these specific guys I'm thinking of right now that we've been listening a lot to. We bumped into them in Europe, and we just are huge fans of them. They're called Greta Van Fleet. You guys know them?
Yes.
Absolutely.
I mean, their whole album is amazing. Honestly, I don't even know if I can pick one. But I mean, if you guys have any one that you've been spinning or anything, you know those guys, right?
Yeah. I think, what do we just add to the radio station, Gemma?
You're the one.
Yes.
You're the one.
Okay,
that's one of the best ones on there.
That lead singer's voice is unbelievable, so we'd love to play that one.
Okay, let's get it on. And what we're going to do whilst it's playing is we're all going to stand up, we're going to chant that chorus, and then we're going to come back and do a rapid fire round of questions that you guys have sent in to us by tweeting them to us. Who knows how to speak today?
Social media, speaking.
Speaking's
social media
overrated,
and
man.
Stuff. All the conversations your favorite hitmakers have been having this week, and right now joined by Jack and Jack!
Thanks for having us on.
Galinsky and Johnson are here, and we are ready to do a rapid fire round of questions sent in by your fans. You've got some rabid fans, dudes.
Ooh, they're crazy. I'm excited. But you know, we're open books, so we're ready for anything.
Definitely.
So we're going to put 90 seconds on the clock. Jem's going to kick us off. We're going to go one for one, asking you these questions from your fans. You've got 90 seconds to answer the whole lot. Just first thing that comes to mind.
Quick answer. Don't forget.
You guys get it. All right, 90 seconds on the clock. You ready, Jem?
Yeah.
Let's do it. Here we go.
Alana wants to know, what's the most used emoji?
Mine is the probably like just the heart emoji. I love the heart emoji, just classic.
Excellent. Mine is the crying laughing face.
Fantastic.
That one's yeah.
Laudry wants to know your favorite fan moment.
Favorite fan moment is pretty much any time I get a hug, a fan, and look them in the eyes and say thank you for supporting.
Too hard to pick just one.
Boom.
Jade, if you could change something, what would it be?
I would change who our president is in the United States, and yeah, that's about it.
Yeah, right.
Very good words. Destiny, what do you miss the most about touring at the moment?
What I miss most about touring is definitely meeting fans and seeing, you know, fans sing back to us the lyrics that we wrote.
Yeah, being on stage definitely is leaving a void in my heart right now. I cannot wait to get back on the road, so.
Matilda wants to know, do you guys think you would have still become friends if you weren't wearing the same t-shirt in kindergarten?
That's a good question.
I'd like to believe so.
Yeah, we definitely would
I think we would be, for sure.
Yeah.
Sama wants to know a language you'd love to learn.
Spanish. I want to get really fluent. I was pretty good in high school, but I've kind of since lost it. But yeah, Spanish for
Spanish.
Sure.
T wants to know, if you had to survive on one food, what would it be?
Chicken, grilled chicken.
Lorna wants to know, what are small things that make you happy?
Smiles and puppies, hugs puppies. And puppies and cats.
Atina wants to know, what's the best and worst thing about being famous?
I don't really consider ourselves famous yet, but I would say probably the fact that you can't go to an airport without taking pictures.
But the best thing, though, is for sure being able to impact people just by using your words and using your voice.
Courtney wants to know, what's something you've done that you're proud of?
Inspired someone.
Travel the world.
You guys did really well.
Yeah, he did.
You got a good 10 piece in there.
Yeah,
it was nice.
I mean, it was good. There was a good mix of like generic and specific questions.
Exactly.
In there that meant you've kind of got the answers half formulated already, so you can kind of just bring them out when you need to.
Now the fans know G is not about that airport picture. Like.
Yeah, honestly, I hate taking pictures at the airport, but I love meeting fans, so it's understandable.
Really after long flights, right?
Like, yeah.
The ones where you really
I mean, it doesn't really matter. I just don't like it.
It's a hard balance to strike, yeah. Though, because obviously, you know, it's not like you guys don't want to meet the people that love you and care
we
about
do.
You, but... You know, I know from flying on economy for 18 hours, the last thing I want to do is even talk to someone, let alone get a photo with them. I mean...
No, totally. And we'll always put on the poker face. And, you know, even if we're not in the mood at all, it's all love. And we realize these are the people who do everything for us and are the reason we're in this position. So, you know, it's not like a tough sacrifice at all at the end of the day.
Totally. What's the threshold for getting a photo with you then? What's the flight hour threshold?
We'll always take pictures no matter what. So I would never even say that there's a threshold.
Are you going to plan a tour here anytime soon and do some shows?
Yes. Definitely before 2019 is over.
Yes.
I want to say Jack and I will be back to, you know, multiple cities in Australia.
I want to say
New Zealand, hopefully.
Probably your summertime will probably be back over here.
Cool.
So hopefully we can bring you some joy in the cold months.
I mean, I'm going to throw this one out there. November next year, Shawn Mendes doing the big arenas here.
Oh, is he really?
Potential of an opening slot.
Ooh,
you know, we're always
a great
down.
Spot.
Yeah,
it's kind of amazing.
That would be cool.
You know, you got to throw these things out into the universe to make them happen.
It's very true.
It's funny. We actually
I love that you did that.
We actually released our tour dates. Or actually, no, Sean releases tour dates, but we're on the same label, Island, and they, for some reason, like put his tour dates
on our
website like at the same time as his were released.
And oh, no.
all of our fans
thought we were opening for him, and we're like, yo, this is like a big mistake. Like, don't, like, what's going on? And Jack and I were like, wait, what's going on? Are we like opening for him or something?
We honestly
no one
didn't
tell
know.
Us even.
But then we got it all sorted out.
Yeah. But yeah.
It was a mistake.
And you found out
label issues.
The sad news that you weren't actually opening.
Yeah, no.
Not
they're like, nope, you're not opening for him. I'm like,
all
right.
Let's lock it in for November next year. This week tonight with Gem and Nick Kelly, it's all the conversations your favorite hitmakers have been having this week. And Jack and Jack are our special guests this week. Hello, Jack.
Yo.
And Jack.
Thanks for having us.
How you doing, Gem?
Hello.
I mean, because this is a voice medium, how do we tell the difference between Jack Johnson and Jack Galinsky?
He's got a little more of a baritone, you know, I'm a little higher registered in my speaking voice.
I guess that's kind of true, but I mean, it doesn't matter. We're both Jack. We're not, it doesn't matter who's
talking.
You'll learn in time
who's
very
who,
good
sure.
point. Boys, do you want to play a game with us?
Let's
I would
do
love
it.
To.
We
this
love
is
games.
Called Who Said It on the Socials? The idea of the game is we give you a tweet, we give you three people that could have tweeted it. You guys have to guess individually who tweeted it.
Okay, I like this.
All right.
I
love
four
it.
Four tweets are coming
It can
at
be
you.
Anyone, huh? It can be like anyone?
We'll give you three options.
Yeah.
Make
all
it
right. oh, okay,
easier.
Yeah.
That makes it easier.
Narrow it down. Jem, you go first.
All right. I love beetroot. Was it Calvin Harris, Dua Lipa, or Anne-Marie?
Beetroot. I
think it was Calvin Harris.
I feel like it was Anne-Marie. I don't know why. Like, I have no reasoning for thinking that. I just have a gut feeling.
Okay, so we've got Johnson locking in Anne-Marie.
Locking in. Bam, it's locked.
And Galinsky's locking in Calvin Harris.
Watch it be Dua Lipa.
Give us the goss.
Anne-Marie!
Yeah!
I knew it.
Won.
She seems like a beetroot kind of girl. I don't know.
Is she really red all the time, perhaps? Actually, she was just in Australia. She probably got sunburnt or something.
Yeah.
Shit joke. All right, here's another one. I think you guys might get this, or one of you might get this. I've watched Scream 15 times today.
Oh, that was Shawn Mendes before you even say anything. Sorry, just because I replied to him about the tweet yesterday saying how that was technically impossible because the runtime is an hour 51 minutes.
Was that only yesterday?
Yeah, that's when I responded.
Anyway, you're correct, Jack Johnson! Which technically means you've already won it in the space of about 90 seconds.
Oh, I won. I'm two for two.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
Okay, oh, no, wait, we're going four this time. That's
what
we're
doing
four. You got to step up.
Okay.
I mean,
I'm known to lose these Jack and Jack contests, but let's try.
I mean, dudes, the thing you need to know about this game is literally the rules have changed every single
week.
Yeah,
every time we play them. So
sometimes it's Jem versus a listener. Sometimes it's us versus each other. Sometimes it's just me. Sometimes it's guests.
Hey, it should be open-ended.
Yeah.
I
love it. Yeah, it's very flexible.
That's how games should be.
Yeah. All right, so two more. So if Johnson gets one more, clear winner.
Clear.
If Johnson gets both of the next two, very clear winner. If Galinsky can come back now, we could have a tiebreaker on our hands. We may have to go searching for another tweet that we didn't plan.
Step up, G. Let's
see what you got. Let's see what we got. I'm not a Twitter guy, but I can do this.
All right, tweet three.
Daily thoughts. I wish everyone would shut the F up. Was it Halsey, G-Eazy, or the Chainsmokers?
Halsey, for sure. That's the kind of attitude she has.
I think it was G-Eazy. Yeah.
Oh, contentious.
Yeah, G-Eazy.
Nah, it's Halsey for sure. I got to be confident.
Contentious.
It was Halsey.
Hey, Galinsky's back in the game.
Okay, he's trailing by one.
Let's go.
You might even draw this, so.
Come on, no, this is, here we go, the final one. Time to rise above the negativity. I love positive people on Twitter. I've actually never felt closer to my family, friends and fans as I have the past few months. With me, whatever I'm going through, I hope I do the same for you. Was this, did you like the dramatic reading, by the way?
I really did, honestly.
Very dramatic.
Was this Dua Lipa, Liam Payne, or Rita Ora?
I'm crossing off Rita for some reason.
I'm crossing off Rita as well.
I don't feel like she would get that lengthy in a tweet. I don't know why.
But I don't think, you said Dua Lipa first?
Dua Lipa.
Dua or Liam?
Oh, it's got to be Liam.
I mean, I don't want to steal his thunder. I guess I'll go with Dua.
Wait, he's looking like, dog.
Shouldn't have looked. I just realized. I shouldn't have given you any sort of look.
Dua. I'm going with Dua then.
Well, can I go?
It's Dua a tie!
Too? Woo! It's Liam.
It's Liam Payne!
Oh! I came back, baby. I feel so good about that.
You know what? I'm getting the wrap up, so I reckon we'll call it a draw.
I guess we'll call it a draw. Yeah. We'll settle it next time, how about?
Yes. That is a deal. Absolutely. When you hear opening for Shawn Mendes, that will happen, right?
I love it. I love it.
Thanks for playing Who Said It on the Socials, boys. Let's get Nothing Compares to You on. This is the new single, right?
Yes, it is.
Brand new.
It's a bop. It's really good.
Thank you. Appreciate you guys for playing it.
Thanks for hanging out on this week tonight, boys. You look best.
Thank you.
Likewise. You guys have a good one, all right?
All the conversations your favorite hit makers are having right now and the best new hits on the planet. This Week Tonight with Gem and Nick Kelly.